hard to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. Be with you live for the next 2 hours from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. Here in Round Rock, Texas, it's the 31st of July, folks, 2008. Are we having fun? The year is moving by so quickly. On Tuesday's program, there was a can of worms that was opened up. And Carol, thank you very much for telling me about this gentleman. It's a conversation I've wanted to have for, about a decade. I've got Dave Capps coming up here in just a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about issues of spirituality and religion and belief systems and, well, and to many fine folks out there, I do believe in the moniker that we have on this network is because you can handle the truth, and we're always in constant search of the truth. And having said that, this is probably going to make a few people angry. It's probably going to relieve some people. But we will see how this flies. Now, folks, if you're cutting edge, you know, you're always skating on thin ice. And if you're not hearing the ice crack beneath you, well, then you're not cutting edge. Okay? It's time to get on the thicker stuff or just get the heck off the ice. So at any rate, we'll bring up Dave Capps here in just a few minutes. People that I've wanted to thank out there for carrying the program, and we're adding to it all the time. I appreciate what you fine folks are doing out there, and I would like to suggest to the listeners of your local station, support the efforts of the station owners and or managers as best you can, okay? Please do that, because this is the way that you're hearing this type of programming. WWAB, 1300 AM out of Gainesville. Thank you, folks. WXEI, 95.3 FM. Thank you, folks up there. KNAK, 540 AM, Delta, Utah. KHQN, 1480, and that's in Provo and Spanish Fork, Utah. Thank you, guys. KOHI, 1600 AM in St. Helens, Oregon. I promise I won't make St. Helens blow again. Maybe a few people that are confused out there, but hey. Oh, well. WASB, I think that's 1590 AM. And forgive me, folks, I cannot say this word, so I'll just spell it. CANANDAIGUA out of New York. I don't know how to pronounce your city. My apologies. WRSB, 1310 AM out of Rochester, New York. WBCR, 1470 out of Alcoa. It's carried this program for a long time. Thank you, Harry. And WNED 1650 AM out of Buffalo, New York. We appreciate you fine folks up there as well. Okay, tighten, sit down, fasten a safety belt, tighten it up. There's two things they say you shouldn't talk about, religion and politics. Wrong. Thank you very much for playing the game, and you have a QB doll as a consolation prize. For the rest of you folks, stick around. We're going to have a conversation here with Dave Capps, and I think it will prove to be interesting to you. We'll be right back.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, you're going to want to stick around for the blazing programming in the next couple of weeks. I am scheduling out so many guests, I have to have a calendar sitting right in front of my face. So just fasten ye old safety belt, because it's going to be a fast, quick ride in the last next couple of weeks. Today, and by the way, the way this gentleman came to me was by way of Carol. Thank you very much, Carol, for suggesting this gentleman. On Tuesday's program, which is generally based on economics, what the global elite are up to and how they're doing it, and boy, are they doing it well. At any rate, a gentleman had called in, and he started to cite Bible prophecy, because I was talking about the money changers. And in the day when Jesus overturned the tables at the temple, it wasn't the script writers that were there. Okay, it was the people that were actually shaving the coins, okay? And the coins of the realm weren't always, shall we say, precious metals like gold or something like that. They were, a lot of times, they were struck out of bronze or whatever the case may be. But coin shaving is the reason why you have the serrated edges on our coins today. Not that our U.S. Mint puts out anything of any value. So I don't know why they still have the serrated edges. Maybe it works better in the vending machines. I don't know. But he called in, and he was citing Bible prophecy. And I said to the man, I cut him short because it wasn't the content of the program. But today I brought up Dave Capps because, folks, I've seen everything out there. I've seen the preterist out there. I've seen the Roman Catholics. I've seen the Baptists. I've seen the Methodists. I've seen the TV evangelists. I have seen and heard a lot. And you guys out there in Provo, don't get upset with me. I've seen Mormonism. I've seen a lot of different things. And I, quite frankly, folks, I still have a strong spiritual side to me. I do know the difference between right and wrong. And I do try to adhere to those Ten Commandments, because even an atheist at one time admitted to me, well, you know, the Ten Commandments, that's not a bad way to structure a society, to have people treat people fairly. Oh, you mean like thou shalt not take thy neighbor's wife kind of deal? You shouldn't lie. In other words, bear false witness and, you know, things of that nature. Well, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. What a heck of a way for a culture and a society to be set up. Well, Dave Capps, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine. And I hope the people that are listening to this broadcast today are going to hear as well. What we're going to ask them to do, Dave, is we're going to ask them to open up their minds, clean out their ears, and open up their hearts as well. And, Dave, before we get started on this, I have never in 15 years done a program like this for one simple reason. Like I said at the outset, you can talk politics, you can talk religion, but don't ever talk it in a bar when people are ingesting alcohol, because chances are you're going to get a fight. Well, I do talk about politics, but I have never broached the subject because I didn't want to be perceived or considered to be divisive. Well, I've reached to the point of I can't stand this anymore, and we need to have an open conversation about religion and what people are considering to be spirituality, and I'll let you take it from there.
Okay. In regards to the gentleman that called on Tuesday's program, the apparent reference was to the prophecy of what's coming in the future. And once you start getting into the real information involved in this, you begin to find out that a lot of these things were originally written in Hebrew. And in that language, there is no past tense, there is no future tense. You can't really tell whether something happened yesterday, today, or whether people think it's going to happen tomorrow. You can't really tell from the language itself. You have to tell from the basic content of what's going on. And in essence, what happened was the book of Revelation is what is being revealed as something that has happened in the past. Now, for the last plus 2,000 years, people have been unaware of our ancient history. And it's only since this ancient history is coming out and documents are being discovered and our true history is gradually being revealed that we begin to understand that the apocalypse in the book of Revelation is something that happened in the distant past, and it's something that came to a culmination in approximately 1800 B.C. And it ended with the destruction of, oh, literally, a third of the known world at the time. And we're not talking about the flood here. We're talking about the use of very advanced weapons that are referred to in the book of Revelation as the seven plagues. And the result of the use of these seven weapons literally wiped out and destroyed the vast majority of people and life and civilization in the Middle East, in the area of Iraq and into Iran, that was the center or the cradle of our civilization. And what happened at this point is that it destroyed the crops, it destroyed the grass in the area. The winds that blew through just literally covered the cities in sand, and the truth was buried there in the sand. In the late 1800s, the art or science of archaeology was essentially born. And this came about with the discovery of ancient artifacts that had some type of writing on them. And it became a very popular pastime for people in Europe and England to take trips into Egypt and into the Middle East to try and find some of these artifacts and bring them back. They were really great items at parties and made people very popular on the social circuit to possess some of these things. Eventually, scholars began taking a look at this and saying, now, wait a minute, this is a form of writing that we've never seen before. So over the decades that followed, some of the ancient cities have been found, the ancient city of Ur, the ancient city of Uruk, and a number of the others that are talked about in the Bible have been found. The ancient city of Nineveh was found. There was a substantial library in Nineveh, and the library was in the form of clay tablets in what we now refer to as cuneiform. And it looks for all the world like birds walked on a clay tablet, but it's actually a language. It's the ancient Sumerian language that was reduced to a written form. All in all, there were over 500,000 of these clay tablets that were recovered from the Middle East. And approximately 20% of those, or around 100,000 of these clay tablets, had to do with the relationship between the people and the lords of the earth at the time. And these lords of the earth at the time are what gets translated into God in the Old Testament. And there were a number of these lords of the earth, and the attempt to unify this as to a one God system ended up blending the personalities of several individuals into one, which is why we have a lot of conflict about what God is, what God is supposed to do, and it's this mixing into a one God concept that has created a lot of the confusion that we experience in Scripture. In essence, the stories that we have in the Old Testament are repeatings of some of the stories from the ancient Sumerian and the Babylonian literature that was available at the time. The church attempts to convince us that this was all mythology. These were imagined things, but we have conversations that were recorded, changes in actions that were taken as a result of the conversations, and a lot of these things were written down contemporaneously, almost literally word for word. In the Old Testament, you have these conversations with God, which is in reality the old lords of the earth. And as a consequence of that, there's a major change that takes place in the New Testament. In the New Testament, God does not talk to people directly. You don't have these direct conversations. And this is because that with the fall of Babylon in the final time in, the 500s BC range, the last of the lords of the earth basically stopped relating with people. They removed themselves from the people of the earth. And since that time, there really hasn't been any direct contact between these lords of the earth and the people on the planet.
Now, when you mention, clarify lords of the earth, who, these were just people, right?
According to the ancient Sumerian records, these were the ones that came down from heaven. And this is basically a literal translation of the original term that was used in the Old Testament. Those that came down from heaven. There are several books that address the information that covers this time period. One of the authors that I think does a reasonable job of presenting this information is a gentleman by the name of Zechariah Sitchin. And there are a couple of books of his that I would recommend people take a look at. If you're interested in an overview of the ancient history of the earth, The Lost Book of Enki by Zechariah Sitchin is a good book. If you're looking at the creation of mankind, then Genesis Revisited is an excellent book for that. And if you're looking for information on the Book of Revelation and the Apocalypse itself, then you should take a look at a book by Zechariah Sitchin called The Wars of Gods and Men.
All right. We've got to pause here. Dave Capps is my guest, and we'll take calls today, folks. Please don't avail yourself of their crazy little walking fingers and call 800-313-9443.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Okay. We're having a conversation here with Dave Capps. And, Dave, I'm familiar with Zachariah Sitchin. And from the biblical, at least the King James Version of Babylon, the Babylonian temple, that God said, you know, you people are all wrong, and I'm going to fix you. You're now going to speak languages that you're not going to understand each other when you speak. What we're attempting to do here, ladies and gentlemen, is to take a critical look, because I've sensed this in my soul for years and years and years. Now, keep in mind, I was raised Roman Catholic. All right, with the blood of the Lamb and the whole thing, and watching entities being deified, and even Mother Mary, the birth mother of Jesus, being raised at times to a status that was greater than the Son of God himself. And I started to, something started to bother me at a younger age. And I have read the Bible. I have talked to people over the years. And Dave, you either adhere to a certain belief system, and if you doubt it or question it, you're a blasphemer. Now, I'm sure that there's people out there probably sharpening their knives right now, ready to carve me up, going, uh-huh, see, we told you, he wasn't a Christian, he's anti-Christian, he's of the devil. Today, folks, I will take that chance, all right? Dave, let's intersperse this with some calls, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, great. Carl in Canada. Hello, Carl.
Hey, how are you doing today? See, I was raised as a Roman Catholic, and I had family that was Eastern Orthodox as well as Protestant. But then I started questioning my faith at an early age, about 11, 12 years old. I started looking back at these church councils, like where Mary was declared Theotokos, so God-bearer, the Council of Nicaea, the Council of Chalcedon, and Constantinople. And I looked at those councils, which were presided over by Roman emperors or by the Bishop of Rome or so on and so forth. And I started, you know, understanding that these councils were a lot of times politically motivated, where they were under the threat of death, you know, if they didn't accept the decisions of these councils. And then I started seeing there's something wrong here with the picture, that, you know, we are, you know, either being misled or we're misleading ourselves into believing that, you know, only Orthodox view could be accepted as the true way. And if you question what we're told or what we're supposed to believe, then we're a heretic and then we're going to go to hell.
Right.
And I've been told that many, many times. But, you know, I look at the Bible and you look at the teachings of Jesus, you look at the teachings of the prophets, those people at the time were well aware, they questioned what was going on, they spoke out against injustice, and it was a small minority of people who spoke up at any time throughout history, whether if it was in Christ's day. If you look at the Bible, the vast majority would ignore the warnings of the prophets, they would ignore Christ, and, you know, only a small minority were really ever searching for truth. And only a small minority of people were ever willing to speak up or research what they've been taught. And I see that we live in a world today, nothing's changed. It's exactly the same. We're doing the exact same thing in our day. As, you know, I believe that's how history kind of repeats itself, because truth, you know, somehow gets watered down over years or gets infiltrated, and right, people come in with their own ideas, and they deviate from what was originally meant.
Right.
And if people do it intentionally or they just do it out of ignorance because they're trying to find new ways to explain things, and in the process, they're going away from what, you know, was originally taught, because
right,
they're always looking for newer ways to, a better way to understand something.
Okay.
I see that's a lot of our problems.
All right, Carl, hang on a second, because you bring up some good points, and I want to get... I want to get Dave's response. Dave?
Sure. And what you're talking about is a basic factor in being a human being here. And it's the very few people that are actually going to seek the truth in anything. And we're seeing that in the political situation today. We're seeing it in the medical field, we're seeing it in our religious field, we're seeing it all over the place, even those people that are questioning the legal system. It's still a very small minority of people who are willing to put themselves on the line and say, I want to understand the truth no matter what it is, no matter where it leads me. And this is really where the term esoteric comes from. In one sense, esoteric means that which is meant for the few. But in reality, it's only the few that will actually seek that truth and do what is necessary to find that truth. And that's the only reason why it's meant for the few, is that the rest of the people don't want to understand it. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to put themselves at risk.
Carl, I'm going to ask you to hang on, if you would, through the break. And folks, it's going to be an open discussion here. If you need to participate in this, because everybody has their held beliefs. And let's hold them up. Like I've said before on this broadcast, you know, I don't want to be divisive. You know, everybody can go to hell of their own accord. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Dave, when you mentioned the seven lords of the earth, what popped into mind here was Eric Von Daniken's Chariot of the Gods.
Yeah.
And we've had people saying that, well, it was really aliens that came down and seeded the earth, and that's God. Look, I'm going to say this right at the outset. I don't know what the truth is. I know that there is an ultimate creator. I know that. There is a spirituality, and I don't want to get off into sidetrack issues here, but my point about this is that I see a lot of different religions. We're getting ready to start a religious war here in the Middle East with the Islamic faith people and the Jews and who knows who else. And I see this always being pitted and people's vehement belief in a certain system, and all you have to do is tell them that, well, they're out to destroy it. I mean, Dave, whatever happened to live and let live? If somebody wants to get down to the street corner at 5 p.m. during rush hour traffic and walk in the center of the intersection to worship a Coke can, hey, let him.
Yeah, I agree entirely on this. And the heart of this issue is there is a main difference between what I refer to as spirituality and religion. And in essence, the difference between these two is that spirituality empowers the individual and brings that individual into direct contact with God. And religion is constructed to empower an organization. It's much more political in structure, and it seeks to control people through a predefined belief in God and what God will or will not do. And that is the essence of what's really going on here. Throughout time, there have been people like Jesus and Buddha and a number of others that have had these really deep mystical experiences with the presence of God. And when these individuals try to explain to others what it's like, what it took to get there, and what they can do to enter into this experience as well, these are the seeds that form a religion. And there's always this communication gap that takes place. And I think the simplest example I can use for that is if we use the word door. We all have experience with doors. We know what they do. When they're open, you have passage back and forth between areas. When they're closed, you don't. And because of this common experiential understanding, we know what a door is. But when we start talking about things like the presence of God and things of that nature, we're not sharing something that everybody has had experience with. We're talking about something that only a precious few individuals have had actual experience with. So there's a lot of misunderstanding that comes into the process.
Carl in Canada, any further remarks, sir?
Well, yes, I do agree, you know, here. A lot of what religion is, I mean, I talk to a lot of Christians or people who call themselves Christians, and they'll try to say, well, it's not a religion, it's a relationship. But at the same time, they are still following a church, or if they're going to some sort of group, there's a pastor who goes to some sort of religious school, a seminary, where they have a formalistic system of theology that they are still following. And that theology is what a bunch of theologians or men wrote down as right. interpretations and commentaries or in other books, basically formalizing understanding of God and basically stating that their view of theology is the only correct view and that everyone else is wrong.
Right.
And then where they try to defend these beliefs, at the same time they attack others who may not believe the same or degrade their religion and promote their own theology. Then a lot of people don't even think about the system of theology and how what we've been taught as Christianity wasn't, you know, it was developed centuries, over a period of centuries after Christ walked the earth, and
right.
men interpreted that for other men,
right.
you know, and they claimed to represent God, you know, and they didn't even agree on the basic, you know, theology. They didn't even basically agree on the teachings of Jesus. They all try to interpret different concepts of who Jesus was and how he was related to God the Father or how he was related to the Holy Spirit, and they
right.
fought wars
the,
over these.
The Trinity, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Carl, I appreciate, we got to keep moving here, but I appreciate your call and your input, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Carl is absolutely correct on this. This is something that has evolved because of what men or people have been trying to do with this experience that begins with certain individuals. And he's talked about the Council of Nicaea and a number of other councils, and he's really correct in this. The entire theology of the Christian religion is something that evolved over years and years of time. If you go back and you start taking a look at original documents, and we've found some of them now through this process of archaeology and scriptural research by scholars, not necessarily theologians, and what we find is that the very early copies of at least two of the Gospels, Matthew and Mark, in those original versions, there is absolutely no mention of a virgin birth. There's absolutely no mention of a crucifixion. There's no mention of a resurrection. These are all things that were added later as copies were made of the original documents. Sometimes we're told by a church that this is the Word of God. This has been unchanged over hundreds of years, and it's just not true. When I get people that tell me that the Bible is God's word and every word in it is true, my first response is, who told you that? And whoever told you that, is there an agenda at work here? Is it because they want you to believe something? And this is the central issue on a lot of these things. You can experience the presence of God in your life. God will reveal himself or herself, however you want to look at it. I sometimes use the word it because I don't have any other effective word to describe it. Jesus told us very clearly that God is spirit. It's not a man. It's not a woman. It's spirit.
You mean it's not Mother Gaia?
No, it isn't. We are, in essence, a product of what's referred to in some circles as a mystical marriage. And that mystical marriage is part physical being that has a history on this planet. And part of it is spiritual in nature that comes from the spiritual creator, the spiritual God that we actually refer to as God.
Let's move on. Diane in Michigan. Hello, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Great. I really want to thank Dave so much for bringing this subject up because, you know, Source is God, and God is pure energy, and we are pure energy. Zechariah Sitchin, William Henry, James Gillian, there are so many others out there that are bringing out the actual truth. You know, I've been thrown out of so many churches because I ask questions, and I ask questions according to the Christian Bible, the King James Version, and they say that I was blasphemy. And I said, I don't understand some of these things. What is about the first commandment? Thou had shown no other gods before me, for I am a jealous God? I had a real problem with that.
Well, and if you take the first four of the Ten Commandments, the second, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the Lord thy God in vain, the name. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And I was taught these things. In the Catholic Church that I went to, they used a version of the King James Bible. But then you go to the last five of those Ten Commandments, and who can argue with this? Honor thy father and mother. Thou shalt not murder. Now, I didn't say kill, I said murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Which, by the way, adultery is not in the terms that people think of adultery as today. It's not cheating on your husband or wife. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And this goes on.
But excuse me, I believe that the only commandment that really dissolves all of the other commandments is that thou love thy neighbor as thyself.
Well, and are we not at this point, Diane, cherry picking?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
I believe that once thou loves thy neighbor as thyself, be it your brother, your mother, your next door neighbor, across the seas, okay, we have then dissolved the point but we end up loving each other. And what's happened is that religion has become nothing but control and fear.
I understand. Let me ask you this, because I'm going to learn in this process, as well as people that want to participate in this, and also what Mr. Capps has to say. How does it square, let's say, with traditional Christianity about the subject, which is, this has been developed, that we shall not have same-sex marriages. We shall not have women in the churches as priests or pastors. That, you know, how do you square this, Diane, with going against natural law along, say, with God's law?
Well, natural law is what resonates within your heart. He already wrote it in your heart.
Okay, but let's stop here a second. When I reference, like, say, a natural law, and I've said this before on the air, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that people that believe in same-sex marriages, if everybody believed that way, then we wouldn't have men and women marrying.
But is that natural?
Hold on, Diane. Let me finish, and then I'll let you respond, please. I'm getting old here, so I got to get my thoughts in a nutshell here. Now, my point being is that When I say natural law, if we had just men marrying men and women marrying women, and I used to say this on the air, that, okay, if you believe in that, and that somehow that you can procreate in another way other than just a man and a woman marriage or type union, if you took all the lesbians, put them on one island, one planet or one island, and you put all the women and you separated them, in one lifetime, the species would cease to exist. Now that,
exactly.
Yeah. So when I say, does that mean then that I've got to be accepting against what I perceive as being a natural course of things or natural law, or as Christians will say, it's God's law? Do I still love thy neighbor? Do I love them but still hate what I consider to be their sin? And
well,
is that in itself accepting of people?
I think Hosea 4:6 says that. You know, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Okay, but you're still using the Bible. Dave, help me out here, because...
Well, I'm not using the Bible so much as the fact that I think it's already written in your heart to know what's right and what's wrong.
I would disagree with that, Diane, in one respect. That people can be trained. Adults, children are nothing but adults in training. You can program these children. You can remove them from any societal structure, and you have what is tantamount, scratch the skin surface, animalistic behaviors. Dave, do you see where I'm going with this?
Sure do. And I want to digress just momentarily here. Diane is really onto something serious here, because one of the things that Jesus left us with in his teaching is that we love one another. And the implication of it is that we're not supposed to love each other the way the world loves, which is a conditional type of thing. I love you if you love me. There's, as a friend of mine calls it, there's a commodity exchange that takes place. And what he's really referring to is this agape form, this unconditional form of love. And embedded in that love is an acceptance of other people where they are on their path at the moment. And people take some really strange detours on their path to ultimate knowledge and this ultimate experience of being one with God. And the minister that we had back in the Detroit, Michigan area used to say in his lifetime, he looked for God in some pretty strange places. And ultimately, we do. But it's this process of searching that helps us. And ultimately, what we need to do is go through a process of forgiveness. And what forgiveness does is it acts as, first of all, a light that we shine on the attitudes that we have, the conclusions that we've come to, the beliefs that we hold. And in this process of searching for truth, we are continually comparing what we believe, what our conclusions are, and what we're doing to what an ultimate truth is, and that ultimate truth is oneness with God. And ultimately what happens is that over a period of time, we sort out all of the false things that are within us. And it doesn't matter whether the false things are political, economic, religious, or whatever the deal is on it. It really doesn't matter. It brings us closer to the presence of God. It brings us closer to some form of an ultimate truth.
All right. Diane, I'd like to thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. And, folks, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Here's the question that's ringing in my head right now, Dave. Okay, so we get closer to God. And how does one do that? Because we are social creatures. We have a tendency to group together and to socialize and for harmony's sake, believe a general belief system. Now, I bring up a point here, because there's some people that if you're not Christian and you ain't white, well, then you shouldn't be in this country at all. And I pointed out something. I don't remember, I don't know if you folks out there remember real well the movie Planet of the Apes. And this is where you had the chimpanzees, you had the gorillas, and you had... I think it was baboons or something. At any rate, what was noticed during the the breaks in the takes of this movie, the scenes that they were shooting, is that each one of the groups, the chimpanzees and the gorillas, they had this tendency to sit down and have lunch together. Now, we are social creatures. We like to be accepted, group association, so on and so forth. So are we suggesting here that we still have a mouthpiece as to what God is? David?
In essence, this is something that we have to go through in this process of growth. No one comes into the truth immediately. It's a gradual process. And in essence, it is a slow process of releasing the things that we have been clinging to in order to experience something larger than ourselves. And part of our relationship with other human beings is that we have this common connection with one another. And I understand people view different races as being almost different species.
Okay, you hear that bumper? Dave, can you hear that on your end?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, when that starts, that means we're going to go to break, and we're going to do that right now. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're talking today with Dave Capps. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And somebody brought up during the break what Diane had brought up, that love thy neighbor negates everything else. And, you know, I was thinking about that one. And I guess that if you love somebody in the terms that we understand of loving and nurturing and protecting and all that, I once had a, I gave a talk, as a matter of fact, was on the same stage as Mr. Ron Paul, and I was talking about the issue of homosexuality, and my point was, you know, this is as old as mankind himself. And that the thing that I'm having the problem with is a government sponsorship of being taught in schools that it's normal and natural and healthy to have two mummies or two daddies. I said, I think that goes against natural law. And at that point in time, I had a young woman that had just, I think, just turned 18 years old. Another talk show host was there, and I'm sure he was trying to do the right thing, but I wished he would have butted out. Because I finally got her calmed down. I mean, she got to the point where she was emotional and breaking into tears. Well, afterwards, she walked up to me, and we had a very nice conversation. She said, you know, I don't want violence to be brought against me. And I looked at her, and I said, I think you're kind of missing the point here. I said, I don't care what you believe. I don't care if you're a lesbian. I said, I personally think you're confused, but that's your choice. And as far as anybody bringing violence to you because of what you think or what you believe, I said, I'd be the first intercessor. And she looked at me and says, well, what do you mean? I says, I wouldn't let it happen to you. And it's totally knocked her off her spot, and she didn't know to be angry at me anymore. Very interesting. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Here's how y'all need to look at all this, if you let me rant for a minute here. And the Bible says you have to have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Mm-hmm.
What they're talking about is you have to be Masonically eyed and Masonically eared. Because the Bible is nothing but astrological landmarks. You know what astrology is, don't you?
Well, wait a minute. I haven't gotten past the Masonically thing here yet.
Yeah.
What do you mean Masonically?
Well, Freemasonry comes from Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 90% of all Christianity comes from the Book of the Dead. The Ten Commandments come from the Book of the Dead and from the Egyptian religion. The Ark of the Covenant is when they would take a boat through Egypt once a year and say that their god Ra was in this boat, and they would take it through all of Egypt to a holiday, make a holiday out of it, and that was the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Book of Genesis, the Adam and Eve, that represents the twins. And then
So it's based on astrological stuff. Okay.
That's all it is. And when Moses leaves Egypt, and he comes back with the Ten Commandments, and he tells all the people to kill themselves because they're worshiping the calf. Well, they're leaving that area. They're leaving the house of Tars and moving into the house of Ares.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason Michelangelo depicted Moses with horns there at the Vatican. In Rome.
At the Sistine Chapel?
Right, uh-huh.
Okay.
Because he represents Aries. And Jesus just represents fish. He was the sun god, the central sun god that the house rotates around. Because he says, I have many houses for you to go to. The houses are all of the 12 months of the year. Huh. So if you look at it with just as it being pure astrology, then it makes sense. And Jesus says in Luke, if you go to the man in the house that's pouring the water, he's talking about, well, the next era is going to be the house of Aquarius.
All right. Hang on, Jim, hang on a second. I want you to stand by. I'll get Dave Capps here to comment on that. And we invite your calls today, folks. The phone, we do have a couple lines open. They're not lighting up. I thought that they would on this subject matter, unless we're afraid to really examine our belief systems. Because if we toss that out the window, what are we to believe? We'll be right back, second hour.
Gold has been.